This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's another piece of tape from Mr. Mnuchin this morning.
I think if you look at long-term growth, we have underperformed where we need to be. And we believe that we can be competitive and get back to sustainable growth of 3% or more.
That is also ambitious because it has been a very long while since we've had sustained economic growth of 3% in this country. And it's a goal that is well beyond what most informed estimates say is possible. From our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looks at what 3% or more might take.
You want the economy to grow faster, you need businesses producing more, buying more machines, consumers buying more houses, furniture, clothing. But you need something else as well, increasing productivity. Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial explains it this way. It's like handing a worker a jackhammer instead of a pickaxe.
A person with a jackhammer is simply more productive. It lets each individual person generate more growth, and that lets everybody be better off.
So, how does the Trump administration propose to unleash more spending, generate higher productivity, more jackhammers? Through tax cuts, regulatory reform, and government spending on infrastructure.
A bridge, a sewer system, a highway are going to generate benefits for the next 20 years, 30 years.
Corporate tax reform could also boost GDP, according to Michael Bale at U.S. Bank. He says so far in the economic recovery,
companies have been using cash flow to increase dividends and buy back stock.
Lower the tax rate, reduce regulations on business, and he says they'd be more likely to build domestic factories, upgrade equipment, invest in the workforce. But speed up growth a lot, and that could create bottlenecks in the economy, like finding enough new workers, says Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute.
An aging population that's aging out of the workforce, and when you have a political environment that looks to be increasingly hostile to immigration, it's hard to imagine the labor force growing fast enough to get us to 3.5% growth.
Strain thinks the administration's policies may bump up growth in the next few years, but not to the levels the Treasury Secretary is predicting. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.